Welcome to the show. We are talking about Ireland today because it is one of those places that actually lives up to the photos. You have probably seen the pictures of the green hills and those long coastal drives. It is a beautiful spot, but you want to get the timing right so you are not just sitting in a pub watching the rain. The best window for this trip is between May and September. That is when you get the long daylight hours and the best shot at mild weather. It is also when the country roads are open and the towns have those lively evenings people always talk about. It makes the whole experience feel a lot more open and easy to navigate. Now, let's talk about the money side of things. A typical round-trip flight from the US to Ireland is going to run you about $600. That is a decent chunk of change to drop all at once. If you do not want to see that $600 disappear from your savings in a single day, there is a way to handle it. You can spread that cost out over time without actually paying anything extra in finance charges. We are talking about using a 0% intro APR credit card. APR just stands for annual percentage rate, which is the interest you pay on a balance. When a card has a 0% intro rate, it means the bank is giving you a window where they do not charge you interest on what you buy. The article mentions a 15-month window as an example. This can be a great tool if you use it correctly, but you have to be careful with the terminology. A 0% intro APR is a repayment deadline. It is not free money. It is just a pause on interest. You can buy that $600 ticket and pay it off in smaller chunks over several months. But here is the catch. If you still have a balance left when those 15 months are up, the regular interest rate is going to kick in. That interest will apply to whatever remains on the card. To avoid that, you need a plan. The smartest move is to set up automatic monthly payments. You want to make sure you have a schedule that clears the entire balance before that 15-month clock runs out. It is about being disciplined so the bank does not end up making money off you. If you spread that $600 over the year and a bit, it feels a lot less like a hit to your budget and more like a manageable monthly bill. You get the green hills and the coastal drives now, and you pay for it slowly without the penalty of interest. It is a solid way to travel if you keep an eye on the calendar. We want you to enjoy those long daylight hours and the open roads without worrying about a big credit card bill waiting for you at the end of the year. Just remember that the goal is to be at zero by the time that intro period ends. That is the only way this strategy works in your favor. If you stay on top of the payments, you are essentially getting a short-term loan for your vacation for nothing. That is the goal. We want to get you to those lively Irish towns without the financial hangover. It takes a little bit of planning and a bit of math, but it is worth it for a trip like this. For the full written version of this guide with all the sources, head over to voatlas.com.